Well, it's hard to believe we've almost been through another month, and the first month of 2025 is about to pass us by. The good thing is the Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo begins tomorrow, January 31st through February 8th. Bullfighters only on February 1st coming up this weekend, and the Ranch Rodeo February 4th. And of course, the biggest indoor rodeo you're going to find. In fact, voted the indoor rodeo of the year in the United States several times. Check it all out, blackhillstockshow.com, for more details about all the events.
And while you're on the internet, go to tsln.com. That's Tri-State Livestock News. .com, for those of you who may not know, tsln.com. They've got all things agriculture. They've got ranching, breeding, markets, every single thing you can think of. They're the source for all your livestock news. Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
Our condolences going out to the friends and family of William R. Slim McNaught of New Underwood. Slim was a poet laureate of the Good Stuff program for a number of years. We've used a lot of his pieces here on the Good Stuff. I know Jim would want us to pass that information along, as he was a good friend to Jim Thompson as well. So our condolences to Slim McNaught and his family of New Underwood, South Dakota, and we'll let you know more when we find out a service arrangement. Kim, what do you have for the Good Stuff?
I have some black magic.
What, you did the story about the gal at the black? Are you into Halloween file or what?
Well, I don't know. I must be.
Well, let's see how this one goes. Oh, I might have to bail you out.
All right. You have my back, right?
Yep.
This old man was feared by all his neighbors because they believe he practiced black magic and was responsible for missing cats and dogs and strange sounds at all hours. Every time he had a confrontation with his wife, screams and yelling could be heard deep into the night, along with the same statement. When I die, I will dig my way up and out of the grave to come back and haunt you for the rest of your life. Well, he died abruptly under strange circumstances, and the funeral had a closed casket. After the burial, the wife went straight to the local bar and began to party as if there was no tomorrow. The cheerfulness of her actions was becoming extreme while her neighbors approached in a group to ask these questions. Aren't you afraid, worried, concerned that this man who practiced black magic and stated when he died he would dig his way up and out of the grave to come back and haunt you for the rest of your life? The wife put down her drink and said, "Let the jerk dig. I had him buried upside down."
She outsmarted him.
She did.
I have something that I can contribute to that. You remember the phrase, mad as a hatter?
Yeah.
You ever wonder where that came from?
Well, you know, not very long ago, I was wondering.
In the 17th and 18th centuries, hat makers, or what they referred to as hatters, often went insane as a result of mercury poisoning, side effect of manufacturing felt hats. That's where they came up with the saying, mad as a hatter.
That's very sad.
Yes, it is.
That just makes me very sad.
What else do you have today on the Good Stuff?
Well, let me see what I can share with you. How about, you know, Groundhog Day is coming up Sunday.
No, maybe not more groundhog jokes.
Should I go to something else?
No, go ahead.
Okay. You're brave. You're very brave. All right. What did the groundhog say to his buddy about to jump off the rock?
Don't do it.
Just go for it.
Oh, boo.
What's the American settler's spirit animal?
The groundhog.
Well,
gopher.
Yeah.
Prairie dog.
No, groundhog. Very good. I celebrate my own version of Groundhog Day. If I see my abs, I'll go out during beach season.
Good thinking.
Oh, Groundhog Day is one of my favorite Bill Murray movies. I can watch it over and over and over.
I'll tell you a story about Groundhog Day, the movie. Okay. I watched that and I wasn't really thrilled with it. So I wasn't paying attention real close. And I might dozed off once in a while. And then I'd wake up and I go, well, I know I dozed off, but it's the same part of the movie. And I'm like, this doesn't make sense.
You were very confused.
I was very confused in there. But anyway.
Little did you know, right?
Groundhog Day coming up on Sunday, I believe,
February the 2nd.
Yeah. If you have something to share, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. Be sure to include the author if you know who it is. Send that to the Good Stuff.